Two Syracuse City Council members and three City School Board members were sworn in at City Hall yesterday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the officials acknowledged there will be many tough issues for them to face in their terms.
So help me God.
So help me God. Friends and family members cheered on their elected officials in the packed Common Council chambers. President of the Syracuse Common Council, Van Robinson, was sworn in for a second term. He says it's his job to assure the people that Syracuse will not go down the road of bankruptcy and needs to grow.
We have a number of jobs that are technology-driven, and many more are coming into the city. So we must prepare our workforce for a new type of collar. Not a blue collar, but a white collar.
David Cecil, newly elected to the Syracuse School Board and who has worked as a principal in the district for 26 years, says his top priority is student behavior and discipline.
The family court system, the social service department, the school district, the county attorney's office. We've got to get all these groups working together to support our kids and their families in order to help them be productive and successful in our schools. And it can't just fall on the school district because we can't fix it ourselves. It's got to be a community-wide effort.
Other council and school board members say they believe the state and federal governments need to provide more financial help in order to fund mandates and other required spending. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.